Shanti, everyone. Could we have everyone move forward, number-wise, according to your efforts? How many of you know Atam Prakash or know of him? Everybody, I know. And I gave his introduction once. And frankly, I don't want to do it again. I would rather you give his introduction. So I want you to think of one word that describes Atam Prakash to you. Keep that in your mind. I'll give you a few seconds. That was it. Your seconds are up. And I would like eight of you, the first eight that come up on stage, eight souls come up on stage to tell Atam Prakash one word. All you get is one word. Come, aye, shoes off, stand right there. Sisters, eight. Stay right there. So we'll have four brothers and four sisters, maybe. Or maybe the brothers are more courageous than the sisters. Oh, no. Oh, come on, I like it. Run, run, run. Huh? No, you have to come up on the stage. You will see why. Don't ask why. Lights, red. So, music, a little music. And what I want you to do, one by one, you're going to come in front of Atam Prakash like this, and he's going to give you drishti, and like the song said, he's going to take you to the light, and you tell him his virtue. One word. I'll hold the mic so that everyone can hear what his introduction is. We'll start with the Baijis.
You're a superstar.
No touching.
Very spiritual angel.
Pure. Pure. Purity.
The image of stability.
Prakash, light.
Baba's all-round angel. Of yogi.
Powerful yogi.
You are the yogi soul.
white lights. So there you go, that's your introduction. Om Shanti. Just an announcement before we start. White lights, that it's 6:45. We are going to have 5 minutes of meditation for Dadi Golzar. And then after that, Adam Prakash will continue. I see that there's a lot of sisters still in the back. Come up front. You can take a higher number. We're giving out numbers today. Fill up the front seats. It's much nicer. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Experiencing subtle region and incorporeal world. We all are on return journey. That is why we must increase the experience of subtle region and soul world, supreme region. In 1991, I interviewed Gulzar Dadiji and I asked her, how is really the subtle region? Please explain me. Because Dadiji had the vision, very first, the vision of subtle region. And whatever Dadi shared with me, I would like to share the same with you. Subtle region, beyond this corporeal world, beyond the sun and moon and stars, there is a wonderful region. Where there is always snow, white, bright, divine light. Just like the wind, the full moon is in the sky, the moon light is spreading all over the globe. In the same way, in that region, snow white divine light is there, the thousands and thousand full moons light is there. How the angels are communicating with each other? Through the signal of the eyes and through the movements of the lip, they are communicating with Baba also. How all the activities are going in this subtle region? On the basis of thought power of Baba. When the trans messenger sister is going in subtle region and meeting with Baba, by thought power, Baba can emerge in his scene in a second in front of her. And through that, Baba is sending special message for the children or special guideline for moving forward, for our progress. Baba create the subtle region in this confluence especially for what? First reason, meeting with Baba, we can use the subtle region. Shiva Baba is incorporeal and we are in this corporeal form. If we really would like to meet Baba, Shiva Baba can enter in Brahma Baba's medium and we can transfer from corporeal world to subtle region and we can meet Baba in that subtle region. And second reason, Baba create the subtle region for experiencing different relationship with Baba. We can experience relationships with Baba in subtle region. How? We should experience Shiva Baba is in Brahma Baba's angelic form and I, the soul, is also in angelic form and then I am experiencing different relationship with Baba. Experiencing relationship with Baba, why that is necessary? First reason, we must transfer our 100% love towards Baba. We can transfer that love through one relationship or through different relationship, through the many relationship. And second reason, if we would have some attachment with our physical relatives or physical being in this corporeal world, how can I get detached from this person? I must experience that particular relationship with Baba in subtle region so I can get detached from this corporeal world and I can be with Baba. Because our aim is none but one. In the world of my heart, there must be only and only my sweetest Father. But sometimes there would be the possibility of having some subtle attraction or attachment with something or somebody. We because we have in golden age and silver age, we are having positive accounts with the souls. And in copper age and iron age, we are having positive account as well as negative account with the souls. We must clear that account. And we must experience Baba is my whole world. Baba used to say, use me. I am available for you 24 hours. Use me. Or you can lose me. That's up to you. I am offering my company to you. Use me. Fill your heart with true godly love. There is a golden chance, there is a golden opportunity. Because experiencing godly love is only in confluence as we are getting this chance throughout the cycle. That is why we must take maximum benefit from Baba. Experiencing ourselves as a point of light and experiencing Baba as a supreme point of light, we may feel sometimes bored. And for that reason, we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba throughout the day. This is a human tendency. He's always expecting something newness in his life. That is why, since morning till night, if we really would like to experience different relationship with Baba, we can experience 11 different relationship with Baba. 11th relationship. First relationship. In morning, we must experience Baba as my sweet father. I am a small baby or I am a small child. I am sitting in Baba's lap, playing in Baba's lap, and experience true fatherly love. I am an obedient child, honest child. I am receiving true fatherly love from Baba. In morning hours. Second relationship, Baba is my supreme teacher. When we are going to center, we must experience Baba is my supreme teacher. I never ever dreamed that incorporeal God would teach me through the corporeal Brahma Baba's medium, Dadi's medium. I never dreamed that in my life. How fortunate am I? I got this golden opportunity to experience Baba as my teacher. He is explaining me in a very simple way all the secrets of this creation. He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. By the result of that, my intellect is becoming more and more divine and far-sighted. I really love my teacher. I am proud of my teacher. After that, third relationship, Baba is my preceptor, supreme preceptor. Experience some blessings through his drushti, powerful drushti. Baba is sitting in front of me, and as a preceptor, he is giving me lots of blessings through his drushti. And all the day long, I am experiencing under the canopy of my preceptor. And by the result of that, I am becoming the embodiment of blessings. Whenever you are going out of the center, out of your house, experience Baba as a preceptor. Experience Baba's hand of blessings on your forehead. And always experience under his canopy. Fourth relationship. Baba is my best friend. On the basis of promise, on the promise of purity, on the basis of promise of purity, I have friendship with Baba. I would like to sustain that friendship honestly with Baba, my friend. Share the feeling of your hearts with your friend and experience lightness and happiness in his company. After a long period of time, I found my friend. After 5,000 years, I found my friend. He's very loyal to me. He never leaves me alone. He is always being with me in all the situations. He is always helping me. At the end, when we would be in a problem, only our friend can help us. That is why we must have very good friendship with Baba. Walk with him, talk with him, sit with him, eat with him, dance with Him, play with Him, enjoy His company. Baba is my best friend. Fifth relationship. Baba is my mother, spiritual mother. Sometimes there is a possibility having little attachment with our physical mother. For getting detached from this physical mother, we must experience that particular relationship with Baba. Baba is my spiritual mother. My mother loved me a lot. She always helping me. She is always caring and sharing with me. She is so sweet. She is so generous. She sustained me since my childhood. She sustained me with a great love. Greatless love. Shivava, through Brahma Baba, Smediam, I am experiencing Baba is my spiritual father, mother, holy mother. Then sixth relationship, Baba is my child. I would like to share the inheritance to my sweet child. He is my very honest child. I trust him. He will take me to the destination of Solvar. That is why whatever the property I am having in physical form, whatever, I would like to share to my child. Because he is taking my care. He will take care. And he will take me to the home. He is a very honest child. Trustworthy child. And seventh relationship is Baba is my bridegroom and I am his bride. I, the soul, is favorite bride. This relationship we could experience in soul world. If we would like to experience, we can experience this relationship in soul world. I would like to share my true hearty love with my bridegroom only. No one have right to share my heartly love. I offer already the throne of my heart to my bridegroom. No one have right to sit on the throne of my heart. I would like to sustain that relationship with full honesty. next relationship. It. Baba is my protector. Everybody would like to have the protector behind them. If protector would be there, then we could feel fearlessness. Nothing will wrong happen with me because the world almighty authority is my backbone. He is always following me like a shadow. I am a very lovely child. That is why he never leaves me alone. We must experience fearlessness. Because this is the first quality of becoming king of kings. Fearlessness. There must not be any sort of fear in our heart. Because fear is not allowing us to become the near and dear of God. That is why we must feel fearlessness. Almighty authority is always with me. It's the best protector. Because when sometimes we are experiencing ourselves struggling in a sort of problem, then we feel fear. But if you experience Baba is your protector, Baba is with you, then you can solve that problem very easily. And if you feel alone yourself, then there would be the possibility of having fear in your heart. Almighty authority is with me. Nothing will wrong happen with me. Everything would be in my favor. Ninth relationship. Baba is my guide. When you are experiencing confusion in your mind, I don't know what I should do. I should do this or I should do this. I don't know. I am in confusion. Call Baba. Baba, come here. As a guide and give me guidance. What should I do? In this world, people can give you guidance, but there may be the greed behind that guidance. But in this world, Baba is the only supreme guide, perfect guide, and greedless guide. And he is the only knower of past, present, future. He is the only knower of past, present, future. That is why he will give me perfect guidance. I believe that. No one can give guidance to me like that. Through the touching power, catching power, Baba can give you special touching for Baba can give you special guidance. Oh my child, do this, don't do this. Oh my child, follow this way, don't follow this way. Literally, Baba will help us. Baba will guide us. But we must have that experience. experience of relationship of guide. And 10th relationship, Baba is my supreme surgeon. Supreme surgeon. If I am having very strong samskar, old samskar, and I am working on that samskar, but I am not really able to transform that old samskar, don't dishearten. Call Baba as a supreme surgeon. Baba, I want your help. Do the surgery of my old samskar, this samskar. Please help me. Surrender yourself to Baba. And Baba is doing surgery of your old samskar and making you free from that old samskar. He is a father. What is his task? Helping the children. That is his task. He wants to help us all the time. In this way, we must experience him as a supreme surgeon. Before returning home, my all samskars would be golden aged samskar. I really want to become free from the old samskars. And 11th relationship. Baba is a Dharamraj. Yes. On one hand he is my father, but on the other hand he is Dharamraj also. If I will commit any mistake, he will give me punishment also. Dharmaraj is always watching me. He is always looking at me. I must not commit any sort of mistake in this confluence. This fear is good. This is not a fear, but this is a tension. In this confluence age, I must not commit any mistake. Why? Because Baba is being a Dharamraj, he is always watching me. His eye is always on me. That is why throughout the day, keep on changing relationship. And experience Baba's company. Then experiencing incorporeal world. Five elements are here. In this corporeal world, incorporeal world is a sixth element, self-luminant place, where we can experience golden ray, divine light all the time. That is a word of infinite peace. That is my original home. That is my sweetest home. This world is my playground. I play my role here on this earth. This is a guest house. That is my rest house. That is why we must go there. We must experience the feelings of that incorporeal world. Go there with some part of consciousness, with the intellect, with some part of consciousness. Be there and experience the feelings of the subtle region. How beautiful is this subtle region? This region is filled with golden ray, divine light all the time. This world is with always supreme silence. This is the world of silence. Because Baba used to say in Murli, "Oh my sweet children, remember soul world first and remember me in that soul world." Why? Why Baba used to say like that? Because soul world is the only place, perfect place, for experiencing connection with Baba, for getting deep experiences in yoga. That is the holiest and highest place. There is no disturbance. Purest place, holiest place. When I, the soul, is sitting in front of Baba, try to visualize Baba's form with the eye of intellect, focus the eye of intellect on Baba, and chant the mantra of Manmanabhav, think about Baba. This is the perfect remembrance. While performing action, we can experience ourselves in subtle region. We can experience different relationships with Baba. But when you are sitting specially for yoga, we must go in soul world. And we must be in Baba's company. And we must get deep experiences, really powerful experiences. Especially at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must experience ourselves in soul, subtle region, soul world, sorry. Understand? We must feel the pool of soul world. Because we are on return journey. Now let us have some powerful meditation for our sweet Dadiji, Kulja Dadiji, for a few moments. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a wonderful star. Living star, sparkling star, radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura. Surrounding me. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, my divine form, my incorporeal form. I am a peaceful star. Radiating the waves of peace all around me. Experiencing depth of peace. I am a pure star. Spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. As there are stars in the sky, I, the soul, is a living star on this earth, on this world globe, radiating divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying of words. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far and far beyond sun, moon, and the stars. I arrived at a subtle vision. How beautiful is this subtle vision? It is a region with infinite snow white, bright, divine light. I, the sole point of light, adopt a beautiful dress of an angel. Rays of divine light. How light is this rays? The emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest father, Shiv Baba, is also visible in his forehead. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in the ocean of love. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. Tears of love in Baba's eyes. Oh, my sweet child, I found my long lost child. Truly, I am very happy. Lovely child, most welcome here in subtle region. Experience any relationship with me anytime. Fill your heart with true godly love. Experience me as your true father. small child, sit in my lap, play in my lap. Be my obedient and honest child and experience true fatherly love from me. Sweet child, experience me as your supreme teacher. I am proud of my teacher. He's so sweet. Every day in Murli is explaining the secrets of knowledge. He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming more and more divine, broad, and far-sighted. I have respect for my teacher. Oh, my child, experience me as your preceptor. Receive the blessings through my drishti. Wonderful drishti. And experience my hand of blessings always on your forehead. And experience all the day long under my canopy. My preceptor, frees me from the labor. Oh, my sweet child, experience me as your best friend. Me. And share the sharing, the secret of your heart, feelings of your heart. With me. Eat with me. Sit with me. Walk with me in this subtle region. and talk with me. Play with me. Feel comfort in my company. Enjoy my company. Truly, I am most fortunate soul in this world that I, the soul, is experiencing relationship with direct with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, point of light, is leaving the dress of an angel and flying upwards towards the soul world. Beautiful is this soul world, my true home, my sweet home, my original home. It is a world of infinite golden red. Divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. It is a world of sweet silence. Deep silence. I love my home, sweet home. Incredibly beautiful form of my sweetest father, Shiv Baba, is in front of me. I, the soul, point of light, is visualizing his most beautiful form with the eye of my divine intellect. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father. Baba, the soul was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And he, merciful Father, you adopt me You picked me up and put me in your lap, put me on the throat of your heart. You are so generous, Baba, so merciful, Baba. I feel comfort in your company, Baba. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life, in which I, the soul, is experiencing in the company of God. The soul is experiencing supreme bliss in His company. Baba is my bridegroom. I, the soul, point of light, is His favorite bride. I, the soul bride, is enjoying the beauty of my sweet bridegroom. My heart is overflowing with His love. I, the soul bride, is coming closer and closer to my bridegroom, and getting lost in His arm of light and might. I, the soul bride, is deeply lost in ocean of love. I lost my awareness. I experience oneness with my bridegroom, combined with bridegroom. I lost deeply in the ocean of love. I felt madly in His love. So none and no one can separate me from Him. I experience oneness with Him. Groom is ocean of love on one hand, and on the other hand He is ocean of powers also. He is unlimited source of spiritual energy. He is a sun of knowledge. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly over me. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power, unlimited powers from Son of Knowledge. and in the fire of yoga, my past sins are burning away within no time. I feel very light and happy. I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sun bath. Receiving unlimited powers from Sun of Knowledge, Baba, constantly. In this you-soul world, I, the soul point of light, is sitting in front of supreme point of light, Baba, and enjoying wonderful meeting with him. He's my best companion. I love his company. I like his company. I really would like to sustain this beautiful experience as long as I can. Light of my eyes, and I, the soul, becomes the light of Baba's eyes. Burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, Baba. So I, the soul, can sing the songs of your praise at every moment of this confluence age, Baba. soul filled with powers is returning from soul world via subtle region towards this corporeal world. And entering again in this corporeal body and sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul. I am powerful soul, radiating the living waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere . The soul is a king of myself. I, the soul, is experiencing controlling and ruling power over my mind and intellect and samskaras, and experiencing self-sovereignty stage. In this world is a tiny and shining point of divine light. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. The light of eight powers is radiating from me, star.